that was done yesterday in constructing the Pentecostal Pavilion. Amen. That is going to be a blessing to us. All of you that came and worked, all of you that came to help feed us, all that you came to watch, all that you that thought about us yesterday while we were out in the heat doing it. Amen. All the holy rollers that thought about it and then rolled over and went back to sleep. Amen. All of you, thank you so very much for all of your help. I appreciate it. And I want to say a special thanks to Brother Bacon and the McLeods today that worked on this project, all of you that donated. And it's wonderful to have something paid for, isn't it? Amen. That's kind of weak. I said it's good to have something paid for, isn't it? Amen. Praise God. It's good to have a bus that's paid for. Amen. Now, you remember what we decided on this is that we don't quit paying for it now it's paid for, because we're going to take the same money and we're going to put on that house right up there on the hill. Amen. In about a year or less, that'll be paid for. And then don't quit. Don't give up, because we're going to take the same funds we were paying for the bus and that, and we're going to double the payment on that over there. And then in about 3 years or less, that'll be paid for. Hey, praise God. And then when that's done, we won't give up. We'll start putting money in a building fund. And then we're going to put another building in front of that building right over there. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Christian, when are you going to give up? When I die or when I'm raptured? Amen. Until then, there ain't no stopping place. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise. You know what happens when you stop? It's hard to get going again. You know, you ever got the dropsy? And then get heart trouble. You drop in the heart, then a chair, and you don't have the heart to get up. Amen. That's what happens. You get drops in heart problems. We can't have that, folks, in the church. We got to get momentum and keep momentum. When something's going, it's easy to keep going. But whenever you're starting from a dead stop, it takes a lot of energy. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so thank you for your help and your kind thoughts and your hard work and your sacrifice. We appreciate it so very much. Thank the Lord. Matthew, scared you there for a minute. We'll get John too before it's all over. Amen. Got the guy, he said, I'm going to preach tonight, he said, from Genesis to maps. Amen. That's really getting it all, isn't it? Amen. From Genesis to maps. All right. Matthew chapter 15. Verse 21, a familiar story to many. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. And he answered her not a word. But say, he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away. She crieth after us. And he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost house of the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. And he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. And Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And the daughter was made whole from that very hour. Amen. Praise God. I want to preach to you tonight about the power of a crumb. The power of just a crumb. God bless you, and you may be seated. She was of the wrong gender. Jews prayed a prayer in the morning. It said, Thank God that I'm not a woman, an animal, or a Gentile. Put them all in the same category. She struck out in two categories. Not only was she a woman, but she was also a Gentile. And so as far as the prevailing opinion of the day was concerned, this woman had no chance of ever getting a hearing. She was of the wrong race, and she was of the wrong gender, but she had a need. When you have a great enough need, folks, it may drive you to do things that you would not ordinarily do. It wasn't for herself. It was for her daughter. Her daughter was vexed with a spirit that was destroying her. And this mother could not sit idly by. She lived many days without hope, and suddenly hope was born when somebody told her about a man called Jesus Christ that was able to help people in her particular situation. And then she discovered that he was coming her way. I don't know how the details of how it all happened. It could be she was headed out to find him when he was headed her way. That's the way it usually happens. Amen. When you get ready to find him, he'll be right there. Hallelujah. Praise God. You never have to make the journey alone. Somebody said he'll meet you at the altar. Hey, better than that, when you take a step, he'll join you right there. And he'll walk with you to the altar. You don't even have to make this journey by yourself. Amen. He does not leave you by yourself. And so she began the journey, and miraculously, Jesus was there. It was a little tough for a little while. Now, God's going to do things sometimes that you're not going to understand. Amen. He's not always going to make it easy on you. Amen. I don't know why he did things particularly the way he did them, but he just did. The Bible said this woman came and she was crying. And boy, if there's one thing that's hard for men to take, it's a crying woman. Lord, have mercy. That's tough on the nerves. And she was crying. And she was hollering. And she was screaming. And she was telling him, have mercy on me. O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the demon. Have mercy on me. And Jesus ignored that. She did. Amen. And I got a feeling he did that. He was going to test his disciples' nerves. He was going to see what they were going to do. I believe a lot of times God sends us situations just to see what we will do. We got to be careful with people that come into this church. We got to be careful with people that we meet. God may send us somebody, even somebody that may be a little different. Somebody that may not fit quite exactly like you think they ought to, just to see what we're going to do. Just to see if we're serious about this revival business. Just to see if we really mean what we say when we pray, God, we want revival desperately. God, we want to see the lost saved. And he just may send us an answer to that prayer in a package that we could not discern. And so this woman was crying after them. And what was the disciples' solution to the problem? Send her away. That's some people's solution to problems. Amen. If you don't have the right pedigree, if you're not the right color, if you don't speak the right language, if you don't have the right culture, whatever it may be that makes you a little bit different than somebody else, some people's answer to that is send them away. But that was not Jesus' answer. Amen. That was man's answer. We don't want to deal with this. Amen. We don't want to include this woman. We can't handle any more of this crying. Just send her away. But Jesus didn't. But there was a little change about this time. Amen. The Bible said that all of a sudden, after they said, send her away, and Jesus then makes this reply. He says, I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In other words, he put up this barrier and he said, this is a private club, ma'am. You're not welcome here. This is just for Israelites here. This is Jews only. Amen. And then the Bible says that she went from wailing to worshiping. If you can't wail yourself into the presence of God, try worshiping your way into the presence of God. Amen. She couldn't cry her way in, so she said, I'm going to worship my way in. Amen. And so then the Bible said that she began to worship him. And it got a little closer, and she worshiped well, and she said, now Lord, help me. And listen to what he said. He said, it is not right or not meet to take the children's bread and give it to dogs. I mean, if it wasn't bad enough to say you're not wanted here, now he turns right around and he said, "This I can't take the children's bread and give it to dogs." And all of a sudden the light clicked on. And she said, I see a way. Woo! It's not much, but it's all I need. Amen. And she reached down and she said, you're right, Lord. Amen. But even the dogs get the crumbs from the master's table. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm not asking for the whole loaf. I'm not asking for the whole meal. I'm not asking to sit at the table. I'm not asking to be a child. All I want is a crumb. And even a dog gets that much. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know what? One of our problems today, and God help us, we are so thin-skinned anymore. We just look for opportunities to be offended. Our whole society is full of this. Everybody's just that far from getting mad at somebody. Amen. You got to be careful saying, how are you today? Amen. Because somebody said, why don't I look all right? What's wrong with me? Amen. People are just looking for offenses. Amen. People are just looking for an excuse to get upset and to get mad and to twist your words. Amen. But here's a woman that had a need that was so great. She said, I'm not going to let anything stop me. I know that I can't be a part of the boys' club because I'm not a boy. I know I'm a Gentile. I can't get into the Jewish realm. I understand that. But Lord, that's not going to stop me. You may call me a dog, but I'm not going to take offense. As a matter of fact, I know about dogs. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, it even goes further than that. You see, not only was just the dogs get the crumbs, but the dogs didn't get the crumbs until the master had already left. She was saying, you don't even have to be present. I'm not even asking you to be here. All I know is if I can just get a crumb. That's all I need to get what I need. Just a crumb will do it. Hallelujah. And if this woman could be happy and see the power of a crumb, how much more should the church tonight that are the children that have been invited to sit at the table and dine with the bread of life, amen, and the whole loaf and everything that he has is ours. And yet we sit sometimes, we murmur and we complain. Amen. And we feel down and discouraged and despondent. And like everybody hates me and everybody's against me. And all the time our mouth is full of miracle bread. And there's a table spread before us. And everything that we have need of is already there if we'll just reach out and take advantage of it. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We enter into a service where the manna from heaven is falling all around. It's hitting us in the head, and we got our head down complaining and grumbling. Hallelujah. God's doing everything but stuff it down your throat, bud. Amen. Wake up. Amen. The loaf is here. The bread of life is here. Everything that you need is here. And this woman just saw the power of a crumb. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. She was the first member of the crummy church. Amen. Just start with the crumb. That's all she needed. Amen. May her tribe increase.
But whenever she said that, Jesus couldn't hold back anymore. Something burst on the inside, and he said, "Oh, woman," he didn't say this very often, he said, "Great is thy faith." And then he went on to say, whatever you want, basically, he said, you can have it. Now, he didn't make a blatant statement like that very often. But he realized this is great faith. This is not ordinary faith. I couldn't drive this woman away. Praise God. I couldn't get rid of her no matter how hard I tried. Amen. And so he said, great is your faith. You can have it all. Hallelujah. You can have it all. Amen. God is looking for somebody tonight that's just got that kind of faith. Amen. Praise God. Now, I'm going to tell you something tonight. I'm not a part of the crumb bunch. Amen. I'm a child of the King. Hallelujah. His royal blood now flows through my veins. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be satisfied with a crumb. I want the whole loaf, but I understand the power of a crumb. The power of the crumb healed her daughter. Hallelujah. And that's what she came for. She got exactly what she needed. Amen. And I'm sure every time you deal with God, you don't just get what you need. You get a whole lot more. Amen. He gives you more than you bargain for. Praise God. Amen. God delights in meeting people's needs. Amen. As a matter of fact, if you don't have a need in your life, God will create one. He loves you that much. There was a little old widow in a town called Zarephath. And there was a famine going on. And she would, I mean, every day when she poured oil out of the cruse, it was less and less. And every day she reached into the meal barrel, it was less and less. And it was vanishing. And she didn't have any hope of getting any more. She couldn't find the job. The economy was bad. She couldn't find any way to get any. FEMA wasn't on the scene. And there wasn't anybody to help her out. And there weren't any handouts anywhere. And the government had gone broke. And they were having all kinds of problems. And she didn't have any hope of ever getting better. And she started asking the Lord, "I need some help here." Meanwhile, the prophet was living on Easy Street, like preachers do, you know. They never have problems, praise the Lord. He was sitting up there at the Brook Cherith, and every day he'd look up at breakfast time, and here'd come breakfast, and the ravens would bring it to him. And every evening he'd step out there, and those ravens would bring him his supper. I mean, he had it easy. Things were going good for the prophet. And one day he looked and behold, the brook dried up and there wasn't any more water. And the birds didn't show up on time. Amen. You know why? Because there was a little widow in Zarephath that needed a miracle. She was down to the last crumb. Hallelujah. Hey, there's a blessing getting down to the last crumb. Amen. And so it all dried up. And I want you to hear what the Lord said. He said, "Go to Zarephath." He said, "For I have commanded a widow there to feed you." Everybody say, commanded. Amen. God had commanded, told this little widow. Now listen, remember, I mean, she's down to her last crumbs. And he said, "Now the prophet's coming. My man of God is coming, and I want you to feed him." What in the world are you talking about? You talk about trouble. I mean, I'm about to starve to death, and here comes one of those greedy old preachers to my house. And God is telling me I gotta feed him. And I'm down to my last crumb. Well, he shows up on the doorstep, sure as the world. And she comes out and she said, "Sir, I'd like to help you. But I just got just a little handful of meal and just a little bit of oil left in the cruise. I'm going to bake this last cake. And then my boy and I, we're just going to die. That's all the faith she had. Enough faith to die. You need enough faith to live. And the prophet told her, he said, "Now, honey, I want you to listen to me carefully." He said, "I want you to bake me a cake first." Everybody say, first. Amen. It's important that we get our priorities straight.
Yes, sir. You're right. Yes, sir.
Amen. God said, or Jesus taught us this. He said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you."
Amen.
Amen. You look back in the Old Testament, and He always wanted the firstborn. He said, "The firstborn is mine." Amen. Not the second, not the third, not the fourth. He said, "I want the firstborn." And then whenever they raised the crop, He said, "I want you to bring me the first fruits. The first grains that come up out of the ground. The first produce that is produced." He said, "I want you to give me the first fruits. I want you to give me the firstborn." Amen. Praise God. And if I could just sneak this in here real quick, that's what tithing is. It's first fruits. Amen. It's not what we write after everything's left over. And if we don't get enough, well, I'm sorry, Pastor, you're just out for this week. Come on now. I said, come on now. How'd you like to live like that? I'm sorry. I appreciate you working all week and doing everything you've done and being there whenever I need you. But I'm sorry. But, you know, I just run out of money this week. So, but if you'll work the next week, maybe we'll have enough to pay you. How long are you going to work there? Kind of quiet it. Amen. Sometimes we just kind of need to look at things logically here. Amen. Praise God. Some people say, "Well, I don't pay my tithes because you got too much already." Huh? How are you going to like that on your job? You're doing your best. You're giving it everything you got. And they say, "Well, you know, we'd like to give you a raise, but we can't because you're making too much already." Amen. Somebody got that deer in the headlights look here. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to tell you how to be blessed tonight. Amen. You see, that's where faith is in the whole equation. Faith is when you put God first. Faith is when, well, you know, if I do what God said, all I'm going to have left over is a bunch of crumbs. You're in good company. You're in good company. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just don't know what we're going to do here. Amen. I don't know how this is going to work. I'm going to tell you something. You honor God. You honor God with your first fruits. I want to tell you tonight, I'm not preaching something to you that I don't do. When I got the Holy Ghost, God put this in my heart to be a giver, and I've been a giver ever since. Amen. And I'm going to keep being a giver. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm a blessed man tonight. I'm doing better than ever in my whole life. But I'm going to tell you something. When I wasn't doing so good, I was still a giver. Amen. And if I don't do as well in the future, I'm still going to be a giver. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. What folks don't understand is how many calls you get during the week. "Preacher, can you just help me out just a little bit? We don't have any food in the house. We have this need, we have that need, we have another need." Amen. Praise God. I can't tell you how many people, and if it ever happens, I'm going to be a millionaire. But I can't tell you how many people say, "I'm going to send this to you as soon as I get on my feet. I promise you I'm going to pay it back." I have heard that hundreds of times. I want to tell you how many times I found the check in the mail. Zero. It's easy to remember. Not
one time. Amen. I'd shouted all the way to Corsicana yesterday. We were working around here and this man showed up. And his name was Forrest. And he just showed up out there. And he said, I need a ride to Corsicana. I said, well, we're working right now. But whenever we get through, I'll take you over there. He said, well, I can work. My teeth nearly fell out of my mouth. I had not heard. I can't tell you when I ever heard that. He said, man, I love to cut grass. I said, you're at the right place. Went over there. I got the push more out, buddy. He started pushing that thing. And man, I'm telling you, he went to town. We had to fill it up with gas two times. He just kept on pushing. Amen. And then we got my little riding lawnmower going. And boy, he jumped on that and hit it. I'm telling you, the guy worked. And whenever he was waiting on me, I was running around like the proverbial chicken with my head cut off. And he was having to wait a little while. He jumped off of there and went over and started helping him on the building. And you know what? He didn't ask for anything, not for a penny. All he asked for was a ride. Amen. But we gave him money anyway. Praise God. And you know, when I gave him the money, he said, man, he said, I didn't expect this. He said, I just thank you for letting me work at God's house. May his tribe increase. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That was wonderful. That was refreshing. I was so encouraged by that. Praise God. And I told him, I said, I've been around a long time and this just don't happen. I want to thank you, amen, for your attitude and your spirit and getting in here and just working and helping and being a blessing and not expecting anything and not wanting anything. Oh, my, my. Praise God. Hallelujah. How wonderful that was. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so the preacher shows up. And he says, it's going to be all right. He said, all you need to do is bake me a cake. First. Well, now remember, folks, she had heard from the Lord. That's important. I said that's important. If she hadn't heard from the Lord, then it would have been a different story. If the preacher just tells you to bake a cake first, and you hadn't heard from the Lord, then you don't really have to bake a cake. But she had heard from the Lord. She had heard the commandment of the Lord. The Lord said, I'm going to send my prophet down here, and I want you to help take care of him for me. She had heard from the Lord. And then the prophet comes, and he says, make me a cake first. Here's where faith comes in. And so she goes over, and it probably was not easy to bake that little pancake that she baked for the prophet, but she went ahead and baked it anyway. And she may have served it with tears in her eyes. And she may have served it with her stomach growling. And she may have served it with her little boy reaching out there trying to get it off of the plate. I don't know. But you know what? About the time she handed that to the prophet, she heard a gurgle, and it wasn't her stomach. There was a gurgling going on over in the oil cruise. And she ran over there to see what was happening, and God had drilled an oil well right there in her kitchen. And oil started coming up in the cruise. And on the side of it, she heard a commotion thinking, well, how in the world did a mouse get in the meal barrel? And she pulled the lid off, and it wasn't a mouse. There was a wheat field growing in there, and it was not only, it was producing wheat that had already grown and been ground and everything put right there in her, and right inside of her meal barrel. And so she got a big old scoop of that and got some oil, and she baked a big old cake for the boy and for herself. And the Bible says, all through the rest of the famine, the oil never failed in the cruise, and there was always meal in the barrel, and that's the power of a crumb. Amen. Now, I don't know what's going to happen to our economy, folks. I don't know.
I'm a very positive person, but I don't know what's going to happen. I'm hoping they'll get some things worked out. I don't know what's going to happen. But I know one thing. I believe what David said. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. Amen. God is going to take care of his children. Amen. Now, I'm not going to say that we're not going to see some things and we're going to have to learn to do without some things. Amen. I'm not saying that we may not have to sell some possessions. I'm not going to say that we might have to sell some cars and get rid of some car payments. Amen. I'm not. And when we do that, amen, just understand, sometimes it's just what you got to do, folks. Amen. But if you have a roof over your head and you have food in your mouth, amen, don't complain. God is holding up his end of the bargain. Amen. He promised a mansion, but not on this side. Hallelujah. Praise God, the mansion's on the other side. Hallelujah. Praise God. We may get down to some crumb faith here. But hear me, if you get down to crumbs, understand the power of a crumb. Amen. There's a lot of power in a crumb. God called a man by the name of Abram. Tradition says, and I don't know how much faith we can put in tradition. I'll just tell you up front, I don't know. But tradition says that Terah, which was Abram's father, built idols. He was a maker of idols. And it could have been one day while Abram was walking through his father's shop, the Lord said, "Get thee out from among your kindred and go to a land that I will show thee. And I will bless thee. And I will make your name great." And he said, "And your seed shall be like the sands of the sea, like the stars of the heavens." Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he said, "In thee shall all of the families of the earth be blessed." Praise God. Now that's what the Lord said to a man by the name of Abram. And you know what? He did that. He left his father's house. And he stepped out. He didn't have a GPS. He didn't even have a road map. All he had was faith in his heart. Amen. All he had was a crumb. Somebody said, "Where are you going, Abraham?" "I don't know." The Lord just spoke to him and told him to go. "Are you sure you heard from God?" Which God is that, by the way? Amen. And so he stepped out and he just following what the Lord told him to do. And the Lord told him he moved here. And the Lord said, "All right." He said, "I want you to move a little further." And he just kept on moving. He lived his whole life in a tent. And the only real estate, God, everywhere he went, God said, "I'm going to give this land to you." Amen. But the only real estate that he ever owned was the place where his wife was buried and the place where he was later buried. That's all the real estate he ever had. Amen. But the Bible said he was always moving. Hallelujah. He was looking for a city that had foundation whose builder and maker is God. No wonder he couldn't be satisfied here. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And God promised him that he was going to be a great nation. He didn't see that happen. He just saw a couple of little old boys born. He didn't see all the things God said. He didn't see everything that God said he was going to do. But he believed it. And he believed it, praise God. And so from Abram, Abraham later called, God made a great nation. And then out of that nation, God selected the tribe of Judah. And then out of the tribe of Judah, God selected the lineage of David. And then out of the lineage of David, God brought forth Jesus Christ, the Savior that has blessed every nation and every kindred and every tongue on the face of the planet. Hallelujah. Praise God. All because one man took a crumb of faith and did what God said. Amen. Brother Grissom, I'm really down tonight. Well, let me ask you, do you at least have a crumb? have you got a crumb? I'm going to tell you, you may think you have a crumb, but because you're a child of God, you got the whole loaf. Not only do you have a loaf, you've got the baker. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. If God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. The Bible teaches us that the angels of the Lord encamp round about the righteous. Now, how many angels are there? Well, John, in the book of Revelation, got to counting. And he counted up to 10,000. And then he said, times 10,000. And then he said, and thousands of thousands. Now, if we take that in its minimal form, just the minimal that you can take it, that's at least 400 trillion. That's a bunch of angels, folks. Hallelujah. And if that's not enough, we still got the angel maker on our side. He can churn them out anytime he needs them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm trying to encourage somebody here tonight. If you're in a situation, hey, you got more than a crumb. You're not alone. Amen. You're not by yourself. Amen. The Lord is with us. Jesus said, if we had faith as a grain of mustard seed. Now listen, he didn't say the size of, he said as. It's very important that we make that distinction. It says like in the book of Luke, it says like a grain. Now, the reason that's important, have you ever seen a mustard seed? You know, you can't just pick it up. It's like a grain of sand. You have to press your finger on it, and if there's more than one, your whole fingertip will be covered with them. They are so exceedingly small. That's how small a grain is. But it's not the size that's important. Jesus used that. He said, because what you can't see on the inside of that little seed is life. And if you will plant that seed, it will grow. Hallelujah. But say, got to plant it. Amen. If you will feed your faith, if you will nourish your faith, it's alive and it will grow. Amen. I was over at my sister's house the other day. It's real interesting. And she had this little flower growing right there at her garage door. The garage is right here. And there's just a little crack right there. Just a tiny, tiny crack in the concrete. Amen. Between the garage door and the driveway. Just a little bitty spot. And a little seed found its way down in that little crack. And it started growing. It was so confined and so tight, but that thing came out. And they'll run over it when they back out of the driveway, and the next day or two you'll go out and it's standing right back up again. Oh, that we had that kind of faith. Amen. You get run over, just give me a couple of days and I'll be right back up, Brother Grissom. Amen. I'm not going to stay down. Amen. I can't help it. I got some roots that are sunk down deep into the Word of God. Hallelujah. And I just keep feeding and drawing from the Word of God. And there's such power in the Word of God that I can't help it. It just makes me stand up straight again. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's the power of the faith that God has put in you tonight. Amen. Praise God. You don't stay down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's stand together tonight. Amen. Praise God. You remember those young men that were carried away from their homeland. They were captives. And they were put in a strange situation. There were people in Babylon. The Bible says that they hung their harps on the willows. And they said, how can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? And there are people, when they get in a strange situation, they lose their song. But there are other people that understand, hey, He's here with me. It may be a strange land, but the Lord's still here. I may be in a different situation, but the Lord's still here. He hasn't changed. Hey, I'm not hanging my harp on the willow. I'm going to go ahead and sing. Praise God. I'm just going to go ahead and sing. As a matter of fact, I'm going to sing like I never sang before. Praise God. It was those kind of young men that stood on the plains of Dura. And there was that vast, tall, standing golden image. And they were playing instruments. And everybody was bowing down. Amen. But they wouldn't bow. And the king said, if you don't bow, you're going to burn. Amen. They said, our God can make us fireproof. Amen. We have fire insurance. Praise God. It's better than Allstate. We're in better hands than Allstate. Praise God. He's like a good neighbor. Amen. Hallelujah. We got something better than State Farm. Praise God. We're going to stand. Amen. And the king said, you better bow. You got to bow. They said, no. And I love what they said. They said, our God is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace. But if he does not, he will still deliver us out of your hand. We may go by the way of the fire. Amen. But if we do, we're just getting out of here. I'm talking about faith tonight, folks. You can't defeat somebody that's got that kind of faith. When their whole fortune changes and their whole life changes, everything changes. Amen. And everything's on the line, but they still got a strong faith. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. All the woman wanted. And when somebody called her a dog, instead of being offended, she said, ah, I see an open door. Hallelujah. I see the open door. This is what I have been waiting for. Lord, even the dogs get the crumbs. That's all I need. Just give me a crumb. Amen. And it'll be enough. It'll be enough. Praise God. I'm reminding you tonight that you're not an outsider. He included you. Amen. He wants you. He loves you. Just like he loved this woman. She knew that he was making an opening. Amen. And somebody here tonight that's facing some difficulties, you have more than a crumb. The bread of life is with you. The creator of the ends of the earth is standing beside you. The God of eternity and the God of power and might, the God of all life, is holding your hand. You are not alone. Amen.